Ireland's EU Commissioner Michael McGrath has published what's expected to be the flagship legislation of his tenure. The so-called Democracy Shield is aimed at strengthening the response by member states to disinformation and electoral interference. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly has been speaking to the Commissioner about this. He joins us from Brussels. Tony, this follows growing concerns about so-called deep fake videos and the potential impact they could have on elections. And all of this really has been the subject of rising concern at EU level.
That's right, Rachel. I mean, the EU has been grappling with the problem of disinformation for it's nearly 10 years now. But there is a sense that the technology means that the threat is a lot more sophisticated. Things happen a lot more quickly, and there is a greater determination by foreign actors, in particular Russia, to really be a lot more aggressive in attacking EU elections and the electoral process. And there is a belief at the European Commission that this is now, you know, a really momentous threat to European democracy. So what this new legislation or proposal does today is it is the centrepiece, I guess, is Centre for Democratic Resilience, which is basically a hub for all of the expertise and, I suppose, tools that the EU already has, so that member states, in particular those member states that are maybe don't have the resources that other member states would have, to be able to identify a threat, especially when it comes to election time, and to respond to that threat quickly. Because obviously if there's a deep fake or if there's a flood of disinformation by a foreign actor, then the damage is often done before a member state can respond. And I think as well, a point that Michael McGrath was making during his news conference, this is going to be open to candidate countries, because he was making the point that the closer candidate countries get to the accession process, the greater the attacks allegedly from Russia to try and undermine that process. So that's really the gist of what's being launched today.
Tell us more then about the precise nature of what Michael McGrath is proposing to do.
Well, we're going to have this Centre for Democratic Resilience. Now, obviously, there's the Digital Services Act, which has been in force since 2022, and that is really there to target big tech platforms to make sure that they are not allowing either illegal content on their platforms, like child pornography, or that they are taking down information that is clearly, there's clearly been a massive surge of disinformation through some algorithmic process. Now, what this new hub is aimed at doing is to get those processes to be a lot more aggressive, a lot more assertive, a lot quicker. They want to co-opt the big tech companies to make sure that deepfakes are taken down if they are, you know, genuinely there to undermine a candidate or an election process, that deepfakes should be identified as such by the platforms. And they also want to complement that by having, you know, greater activity at grassroots level, greater media literacy, greater digital literacy, and so on. Now, I was talking to the Commissioner this morning about what exactly is involved.
I would argue strongly that Europe is the defender of free speech. Freedom of expression is a fundamental right of every EU citizen. And what we are providing for today in the Shield is a framework that will ensure that freedom of expression is fully protected within the European Union. That said, people should have the right to be able to vote in open, free and fair elections, and to choose whomever they wish to represent them in local, national and indeed European politics.
EU Commissioner Michael McGrath. He was speaking to Tony Connolly in Brussels.